This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. That is a sing-along song right there.
Yeah, it is.
God, I love that tune. It's just, it's like, it's got just the right amount of cheese and cool, and it's just great.
I love the whisper girl.
Yeah, girl. It's good. The whole thing. It's like a total throwback, but just they were totally embracing it. Oh, it's great.
There you are in the studio. $1 million a second being plowed through, and someone goes, you know what you should say right here? Whisper girl.
Odyssey.
Actually, they were probably doing it on a laptop, right?
Right. In 10 different locations.
Right.
Exactly. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic, which thankfully is coming to an end, right? I mean, Fremont Bank has had quite enough of this pandemic.
Uh-huh.
The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated about $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy. And technology gear to keep the students learning. They're our sponsor for this segment of the show, which stars the one and only, the back in the closet, the legend, the poorly lit legend, Scott Capurro.
Hello. Happy Earth Day, everyone. Happy Earth Day.
What are you going to do for Earth Day today?
I know you're going to take photos of all your boring flowers and post them on Facebook and torture your guests with those. But I think...
My guests.
Yeah, your guests, your Facebook guests.
Scott, are you whispering right
now? Yeah, why are you whispering? Why are you so soft? You're usually so loud.
It's low voice because I live in a building with 12 units and I don't want to wake everybody
You're
up.
You're in a closet with the door closed. Like, you can't talk up or speak up a little bit louder?
Well, the guy who lives below us sleeps in his closet and I can hear this all night long.
In his closet?
Yeah, because the closets are quite large and they're old. You know, these are all old junior one bedrooms. So the bed used to be in here and they'd flip out. You know how those beds used to flip down?
Oh, like a Murphy bed?
So people put their beds in this closet sometimes. Yeah, like a Murphy bed. And I can hear them. It's actually become soothing. At first it was like, I feel like I'm sleeping right next to the guy. And now I kind of enjoy it.
You know? So when he's not there, you actually miss it.
I do notice
it. Like the sound of the ocean. The snoring waves crashing on the sleeping beach.
Or like a stranger sleeping next to you on a commute train.
Oh, you love that.
Yeah, I love all that. Yeah. It reminds me of Britain. But I'm celebrating Earth Day. I'm going to go for a walk and dig my heels into the earth and celebrate the owls and the birds and all those things that we kind of forget about living in San Francisco. But there's so many great wild creatures wandering around, right? Small bears and coyotes. And
what?
All sorts
Small
of stuff.
Bears?
There's no bears in San Francisco.
Oh, in the Castro.
Okay, oh, all right. Sorry, I didn't get the gay joke. I'm very, my bad.
Thank you. See you at home. Enjoy the curly fries. Yeah, you know, and otters. Anyway, all the things, you know. Mm-hmm. If you run early in San Francisco, too, if you go for an early run on the weekends, especially when there's less traffic, you see coyotes just walking toward you. It can be kind of scary, but they don't
they're smallish.
Want anything more than garbage. Yeah, they're great.
Right. So you should be safe. You're the opposite of garbage.
Yeah, exactly. And I have my bear spray.
I'm sure your calf meat looks good to them, but you know they got to fight you for it. So I think that's the issue.
I think they want to nibble on my little toes, but I keep running, just keep going. With coyotes, because like with bigger creatures, you can't run because they'll see you as prey. But with coyotes, you can run away from them. You know what they like? Our little dogs. Oh, cute. Nibble, nibble, right? Little doggy bits.
That's a cat.
Yummy, yummy. Like. Yeah, they're like cats, too.
So, I'm sorry, we were talking about Earth Day.
Yeah, happy Earth Day.
Yeah.
How are you going to celebrate it, Bryn?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and breathe some fresh air, you know, do some planting in my garden. Stuff
yes.
Like that. Yeah.
For the meatloafs, right? For the future, right?
Yes, for my meatloaf.
Yes. Yeah.
And he calls my daughter the meatloaf.
The little meatloaf. Yeah. Yes. She's adorable. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have strawberries and vegetables and stuff growing, so super exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you teach her about all the horticulture and the flora and the fauna, and you...
I was just learning how to water the plants and, you know, plant them in the dirt, stuff like that. Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Is she simple? Nothing. Or is she able to...
She's kind of a plant killer, to be honest. She's not very gentle with her hands, you know?
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, ooh, maybe she has a future in self-defense. Are you going to teach her some of that?
Oh, absolutely.
She's already well into it.
Yeah, yeah. She's got the
splits. The meatloaf will take you out, no problem.
My little meatloaf will knock you out for sure, yeah.
Does she have a belt?
No. Yet? Well, she has a white belt. Yeah, she does. So she's a beginner.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do for Earth Day? Just a run and spray coyotes in the face with bear spray? Are you going to do extra recycling or smoke some weed?
Yes, definitely. You know how extra recycling? You just throw things on the street. I think I'm going to do another Ayurvedic massage this afternoon.
I'm sorry, of what kind of massage?
It's a sesame oil massage.
Where Ayurvedic?
Ayurvedic medicine. It's 4,000 years old. It basically began on the subcontinent near India, Ayurvedic medicine. A lot of yogis practice it. And I take sesame oil that I've cured myself and scented with a bit of violet scent.
Oh, my God.
And then I spend 21 minutes in the oil. I rub it all over my body.
Wait, you give yourself a massage?
Are you giving yourself a massage?
That's not a massage. That's just a moisturization scenario.
Yeah. No, well, if you want to,
you
come
can't
over
get your
time,
husband
Sarah,
to give. I'm not one house. I'm not your husband.
We
Kapuho.
Can do it together in the tub. We can do it together.
So you sit in the tub and you pour your self cured violet scented sesame oil over yourself, and
all
you
over,
call
yes,
it Ayurvedic.
And then I roll in.
Vinny's hand is up. Yes, I'm dying for Vinny to weigh in on
this.
Hey, Scott, have you ever seen Sarah naked?
What?
Well, I mean, only you're the photos now in you the sent tub me. Together giving each other massages. I'm curious better question. Sarah, have you seen Scott naked?
Well, he sent that one picture that we put all over the
plastered
building.
Plastered everywhere.
So, yeah. But I actually don't believe that was him.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was
who
him.
Do you think it was?
It was too big.
Who would that be?
How do you know it was him? Because you've seen it before and you can...
Oh, good Lord. It was proudly me. I would never do that. I wouldn't
yes,
send
you would.
Photos. You're
yes.
right, I would. But that day I didn't. I was scrambling to get something fast. That white looks like it's in motion, that photo, if you remember. There's little motion kind
really,
of things on the
I kind of looked like away. But then every time I turned
fast.
A corner, there it was.
That's the way it should
anyway,
be.
The question was, Scott, have you seen Sarah naked? And the reason I ask is I've often heard that between a man and a woman where one of the people is gay, that it becomes very open relationship. Like it's not a thing. You know he's not interested in you, so you might very well be nude around
I'm actually
him and not
dying
think
to hear the answer to this question.
Yeah, me too.
No, I've seen Sarah naked from the waist up, and that was...
you've seen her boobs.
Tell me more about this.
We were at your place that night, and you got a bit... Well, that poker...
That's usually when it happens, yeah. She did us one time when she got drunk.
Yeah.
She'll deny it till the end, but yeah.
It was awkward. And then I was reaching for some Cheez-Its, and I turned, and there you were. And it was fine. You were trying to press my head up against your chest like I was your kid. But it was all right. I cried in the car on the way home. Luckily, Edson was there to drive home. And he wasn't thrown by because he's seen them many times. Not yours, but, you know, in general.
Right. Well, he is 90% straight. What is he these
much.
Days? Yeah.
But, oh, that 10%.
Yesterday, Bryn and I were testing this because I don't know if you've noticed, even though he's talking very quietly, he's got a nice clean connection, our Scott Caparo does. Mm-hmm. He's on the Lucy app. And so we were testing that with him yesterday. And he was wearing a robe and just looked so tousled. Actually, your hair looks pretty tousled today.
Yeah, it does. It's the Ayurvedic massage oil. I went to bed with
you
wet
rub
hair.
The oil into your hair?
Oh, you start at the top of your head and move down. Yeah, you rub it way into your hair. That's the head and the feet are
it's
very
It's actually
kind of
sad to me that you can't find someone to give you the Ayurvedic massage. You have to do it yourself. What's it supposed to accomplish?
It's not meant to be erotic, Sarah. Not everything is erotic, you know, with...
I'm not saying massages are erotic. I'm saying.
Oh, I'm saying that. I think.
Well,
they
for
are.
You, I get it, Vinny. If you're gonna rub someone down, you're touching all the parts. You know, a lot of people just go because they're like, "Wow, that feels good," and right. I could, you know, I relax and I could even fall asleep.
Mm. I did do Edson's head and feet a couple of times, and he really liked it. So,
did it lead anywhere? Did it lead to? He's like, "Well, you're touching me, so we might as well."
Oh God, it was unbelievable. A half hour later, we were still going out. But anyway, so yeah, it was
That's too long.
It's meant to help warm or cool down your body, calm yourself down. Thank you, Bryn.
I believe someone mm-hmm. is. Bryn is showing us a video of a woman.
Giving herself of
Ayurvedic.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. It looks like that towel's a little bit in the way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's coming that's just off for soon. The kids. That's for the kids.
Oh yeah.
Vinny, are you able to see this?
She goes.
I see it.
That
yeah.
is, she is.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going for it.
She is.
Yeah,
she does. She does each finger. She wiggles it up.
I really don't want it. I actually believe her massage is extremely erotic, and I can't.
It's gentle on the stomach there, counterclockwise as you see, and gentle. That's the gentlest.
God, I wish my stomach looked like that. Look at that. That's
well, it could if you did this, Sarah. See if you pay a little attention to you. There you go. See.
Oh, there go the stirrings. I'm going to stop watching this.
Oh, yeah.
He just
and you stay in the oil for as long as you can, and then you you shampoo and soap it off. You don't want to go to bed all oily and stuff.
Well, right. No, sure. Yeah. Right.
But that's just one of the many Ayurvedic practices I'm doing these days, Sarah. Just one of the
It's the first time I've ever heard the word Ayurvedic come out of your mouth. That's all. You know, it's a new word.
I've been
for
an Ayurvedic practitioner for 25 years.
My goodness.
And then, yeah, 80 ounces of water a day. You know, all that stuff. It's just mostly practical medical care.
Did you have a big reaction to your second vaccine?
Nothing.
Zero.
To either.
And
nothing.
No
soreness in the arm.
Soreness in the arm, right.
A little bit after the first. How about you?
I'm getting my second one today. So I, you know, I was watching Vinny carefully because he got his second on Tuesday and he came through it just fine.
Nothing, Vinny?
No worries at all.
Yeah.
That's great.
So
I mean, I had worries, I should say, but nothing right. came of them. And I think I'm out of the woods. I don't know if it can still happen, then okay, maybe. But so far, all I was a little tired yesterday, and that's it.
That's the tiredness seems to be the thing.
And I was sort of waiting, expecting a bad headache or expecting something to come up.
Flu-y, something.
Nothing
fever.
Really did. Yeah. So I'm good.
Yeah, a friend of mine back in New York just messaged me that she had her second dose, and it felt wrong. It feels wrong, like she feels really ill.
Oh.
So I think everyone's different, right?
Well,
Sarah's a medical marvel and can do anything she wants against all recommendations and come out rosy. So I
don't
think
worry,
she's going to be great.
I'll take some aspirin and everything will be fine. Mm-hmm. Except tomorrow I might be a little flu-y. I don't know. Might not be able to do the show on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Make sure you super dose, like you said, Sarah.
Actually, you know what would be bad is if I actually do get sick and then we don't do the show and then Michael Martin will be like,
I think he knows.
No, I'm really sick.
You won't do that.
Really, really sick.
You really are.
I just read the New York Times, though, that they said that half the country is going to have to, the government's going to struggle to get half of the U.S. to get their doses.
Oh, I thought we were pushing half the U.S. already. Aren't we at like 120 million people?
I think we're at 200 million doses, apparently. But yeah, 120 million people. Okay. But it's like, a half of the country is opposed to getting. I
don't know if you noticed, but half the country voted different. This is a completely political thing, Scott.
You think? Still,
I think so.
After all the success of the.
Although my parents ran right out and got it, so that was saying something. But nobody else in the family will get it on that side. So.
Your brother?
Nope, they don't want it. In fact, my sister-in-law said, "I don't want that crap in my body again." That's my impersonation of her, by the way.
That was really good. I heard her. I heard
That's
her.
Deb? Yeah.
That's Deb. Now, why would I want to get that? I don't want that crap in my body.
But then that means that she can't visit the house because your son won't let her in the door, right?
Well, don't worry. She lives in Florida now, so I'll just go visit her. And I'll be inoculated, so hopefully that'll keep me safe. She had it, so maybe she'll... maybe she's got antibodies still. I don't know how long your immunity lasts after you actually have it. But my dad had it bad, and he and my mom went and got vaccinated. So I was proud of them. I'm like, wow, look at that.
Good.
Of course, you know.
Did it age him? Do you think?
The having COVID, I feel that it did. You know.
Do you think it took a little bit of life out of him?
Look, I don't see him all that often because they live in Florida. But it's you know, he seems frailer to me. However, he is in his 80s. Mm. So there's that. Of course, I'm not waiting for my dad to die, unlike some people I know.
That's terrible. What a terrible thing to say about somebody.
Yeah. I know, Scott.
We had a meeting about my father with the doctors yesterday. That's what I was doing all morning.
And they're saying he'll live another 25 years.
Oh, my God. I'm like,
he's
really,
healthy doctors? As a horse.
I said, is there nothing you can do, doctor? Nothing. Nothing you can. He said,
first,
no.
First, do no harm.
He said, you're the guy I met last year in his room. I said, yeah, I was the one holding the pillow over his face. He said, well, there's really nothing. There's nothing we can do. Just keep watching. And he seems to be thriving. He kept using that word, thriving. Very Kaiser word.
Maybe you should pull him off the alcohol. Maybe that would, you know, he'd take the turn you want him to take.
Last year, we did talk to the doctors because my sister and I were both there with my dad in the room. We said, you know, should we decrease? He's like, don't decrease anything. Don't.
That's clearly what's keeping him alive.
Yeah,
right,
detoxing
now.
Could actually kill him.
Don't tell Scott,
Vinny,
that.
That's what the doctor said, Vinny, that if you take him off the booze, it might kill him. So yeah, leave him on it. It's
right.
Yeah. And the two packs. I said, what about the two packs a day? They're like, his lungs seem all right. I don't know.
Medical marvel.
Jesus.
Fantastic.
I'm like, does he have any allergies? Anything? Any allergies? No, he eats everything the hospital brings him. He, in fact, my dad was ordering to-go food delivered to the hospital room while he was there.
Oh,
so he
goodness.
Could eat more. I'm like, more? I'm like, could we overfeed him? They said, well, it's hard to. He's 6'5" and weighs 220 pounds, so it would be hard to overfeed him.
Like,
you're making this very difficult, doctor. Very, very difficult on us. Very hard.
Are you going to make me come right out and say it?
I said,
no,
any good
I
news?
Get it. You'd like him to go.
Is there any good news for us? I said, maybe in the taxi on the way home, crash, crash. They said, well, that's up to you. But
is there
while
some
he's here,
sort of plug I can pull?
Yeah. Is he plugged in somewhere? Is there?
Nothing. My dad doesn't take any. He won't even take aspirin. Nothing. He's on no medication whatsoever.
No, he's on alcohol.
He's on medicine.
24/7.
He's on some medicine.
Yeah. He is.
It dulls the pain. Anyway, let's talk quickly about you have a couple gigs coming up. Yeah.
All right.
I do. Well, the May 1st gig has been moved because their floor fell through.
Oh.
So.
Well, yeah. Better that it falls through before the show than when there's 100 right. people on it. Okay.
Which has happened before, actually. So I'm doing a gig May 8th at Devil's Canyon Brewery in San Carlos, that gorgeous venue that is an ex-Tesla lab.
Oh.
So it's huge,
wow.
This place.
How many people are you going to? You must be half capacity. What kind of capacity?
We're still at 25% now, but it might go to half by then after May 5th. But we'll see. But it's more than enough. It'll be great. And it's got a huge bar in the center of the room. So the bar will be open the whole time. And it's great. I can't wait. I'm really excited. I love this place. And
say
San
the name
Carlos
of it again. Devil's Canyon?
Devil's Canyon Brewery.
Okay.
It's all online.
And tickets are at scottcapurro.com. Mm-hmm.
They are on Eventbrite, scottcapurro.com. So, yeah, we're really excited. Edson loves this room, too. It's really fun because there's a really lovely entranceway from the parking lot so he can greet and meet all the people he likes doing that.
Oh, he does like doing that.
He does.
He likes to
and
be the host for the show. Are you going to invite some special guests along with you as well? So it's, or is it
well,
just you?
Well, I think Phil Griffiths is going to do a set before me. He's really brilliant.
Okay.
And, it'll be a fun night. I'm real so looking forward to it. Oh, my God.
So that is, it's actually 2 weeks from Saturday then.
May 8th, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
They wanted to give it an extra week. We're going to do May 1st, but they said, let's have a little extra time because then we can help promote it here because, again, it's quite a large room.
And the floor is solid.
The floor is solid. And there's a proceeding. There's kind of a, like one of those fashion stages that comes all the way, juts all the way down.
Oh, like a catwalk. You know?
Kind of.
Oh, are you going to
really
model
nice.
Some stuff?
Well,
oh,
you
what
know,
fun!
I've had,
you can walk, you can strut up and down the catwalk.
Maybe I'll do an Ayurvedic pose.
Okay, that'd be
covered
great.
In oil.
Sure.
Right? Get,
why don't you just sit in one of those tin tubs and you could sit and just you know give
tin
them,
tub
give
is
the
a good drag name. Yeah, I could do that, or I could just tell jokes, try to entertain them. That'll be hard too. It's been
well,
a while.
That
it's
hasn't been working. So
yeah.
Scott Capurro, thank you so much for being
That's
on
it?
Today. That is it.
Really?
You can now exit the closet and go back, get back into your life.
I thought we were going to talk about, anyway, okay.
Good job.
That was fun.
Oh, really good having really you fun. On, Scott.
Yeah, always great.
Really sweet to see you guys.
Okay,
yeah.
The
All right.
end.
Let's go ahead and fade him down here.
Yeah. Going to hit a earth. Commercial.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.